health benefits of drinking tea and coffee. Don't let anybody tell you that you drink too much tea or coffee. A new study has apparently found that a daily cup of either can keep you stronger in old age. Drinking tea and coffee during midlife might be associated with a reduced likelihood of physical frailty in later life, according to researchers, and caffeine is the key. Those who drank 4 cups of coffee a day did best, and benefits were found for those who drank black and green tea. A team of researchers from the National University of Singapore looked at 12,000 participants aged 45 to 74 years old, with a follow-up period of 20 years. Professor Ko Woon Pui of the Healthy Longevity Translational Research Program at the Yong Lu Lin School of Medicine at the university said, "Coffee and tea are mainstay beverages in many societies around the world, including Singapore. Our studies show that consumption of these caffeinated drinks at midlife may be associated with a reduced likelihood of physical frailty in late life. However, further studies are still needed to confirm these longitudinal associations and to investigate if these effects on physical frailty are mediated by caffeine or other chemical compounds." Participants were interviewed for the first time at midlife, an average of 53 years, where they were asked about their drinking habits of beverages containing caffeine, such as coffee, tea, and soft drinks, as well as their consumption of food, including chocolate, in terms of portion size and frequency. In follow-up interviews 20 years later, when the participants had an average age of 73 years, they were asked, amongst other things, about their weight and the specific, "Do you feel full of energy?" They were given physical tests for hand grip strength and to see how long it took participants to complete the timed up and go, or TUG, test. Physical frailty was defined as having at least 2 of 4 components of weight loss, slowness, weakness, and exhaustion. Coffee and tea accounted for 84% and 12% of total caffeine in the group. More than 2/3, 68.5%, drank coffee daily. In this group, 52.9% of them drank 1 cup a day. 42.2% consumed 2 to 3 cups per day, while the remaining 4.9% drank 4 or more cups per day. Tea drinkers were classified into 4 categories according to their frequencies: never, at least once a month, at least once a week, and daily drinkers. Results showed that drinking coffee, black tea, or green tea at midlife was independently associated with a significantly reduced likelihood of physical frailty in late life. Participants who drank 4 or more cups of coffee per day had significantly reduced odds of physical frailty in late life compared to participants who did not drink coffee daily. Meanwhile, those who drank black tea or green tea daily also had significantly reduced odds of physical frailty compared to non-tea drinkers. The study, published in the Journal of the American Medical Directors Association, concluded higher caffeine intake was associated with lower odds of physical frailty, regardless of the source of caffeine. Among the 4 components of physical frailty, the associations were stronger for the measured tests of hand grip strength and tug, which was getting out of a chair to a fixed point a few metres away, than for the self-reported measures of weight loss and exhaustion. Other research has shown caffeine increases proliferation in muscle cells and improves muscle weight in mice. In addition to caffeine, coffee and tea also contain rich bioactive polyphenols, which possess antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. These have been associated with reduced risk for diseases that increase frailty, such as diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, obesity, and neurodegenerative diseases. However, further research is necessary to identify the actual ingredients and mechanisms underlying the association between tea, coffee, and physical function in humans.